Welcome to our service today, which is sadly my last recorded one for this cluster of churches. I do thank you if you have joined us regularly for my Sunday services. Our two hymns for our worship today are The Church's One Foundation and Send Forth Your Spirit. And my thanks to the St Martin in the Fields Voices and the Royal School of Music for making these available. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and also with you. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We come in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy words, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Amen. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. We hear God's blessings bestowed on his people. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We come to our time of confession. We consider the week that has been, things we have done that we ought not to have done, and things we have left undone, and we bring them all before the Lord. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May God, who loved the world so much that he sent his Son to be our Saviour, forgive us our sins and make us holy to serve him in the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the collect for this 12th Sunday after Trinity. Let us pray. God of constant mercy, who sent your Son to save us, remind us of your goodness, increase your grace within us, that our thankfulness may grow through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading is taken from Romans chapter 12, reading from verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, so we, who are many, have one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel according to St Matthew, chapter 16, reading from verse 13. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be always pleasing to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, here we are, my final Sunday serving these parishes. And what a fantastic couple of readings I have been blessed with. I did not choose them. They are just the lectionary readings for the day. We are treated to yet another Peter story, our third over the past month. Impetuous, enthusiastic Peter, who can hardly ever keep quiet. Peter who spoke about building shelters on the side of a mountain. Peter who asked Jesus to call him out of the boat to walk on water. Peter who now, when Jesus asks his followers, "Who do you say I am?" cannot refrain from blurting out his response. He has an epiphany, a moment of total clarity, an understanding of who Jesus really is. He knows in his heart, mind and soul, no doubt, no question, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And nothing will keep him from stating this blindly obvious truth. It is, of course, a question we all, in some way or another, have had to ask ourselves. Who do we say Jesus is? As followers of Christ, we all at some time have reached the same conclusion. It may not have been in a single moment of revelation like Peter appears to have had. It could have been gently revealed over time until we cannot imagine not knowing it. But either way, as Christians, we too have made the same journey to the place where we can declare our faith in Jesus. It is the thing that unites us, no matter how much we see things differently and at times struggle to find unity. For we are bound in our confession of faith in and through Jesus. We are the one body Paul refers to in Romans. We may be different members of it, but we are one body. We may not behave at all times as if we are, sadly. But however much we may not like it, we are. We are one body because we confess Jesus is Lord. I'm quite thankful that we are not all the same, for I truly believe that God is a God of diversity. We are not all made the same. We are not all called to be the same. But we are called to use our gifts and talents for the good of the whole of creation. Not just the bits we like and find comfortable. And that is the challenge for us all. As I take my leave from here, I wish to thank all those who have supported my ministry, and especially those who have exercised their ministry alongside me, be in whatever form that is. I am a firm believer that we all have a ministry of some description. It may not be authorised or recognised, but we all do. We all have something to offer and to use. As Paul put it, in prophecy, that is, telling it the way it is, and some of you are really good at that. In ministry, that is, serving the needs of others. In teaching, that is, sharing knowledge and understanding. In exhorting, and that is, offering encouragement to everyone. In giving, that is, sharing what we have, time, knowledge, resources. In leading, and that is about giving guidance. In compassion, which is all about caring. Whatever your support, be it in deed, word or prayer, thank you. Thank you. Now my prayer for you all is that as you look to the future, you will always remember that you are one body in Christ, and it is Christ that binds us together, no matter what. Whatever the future holds, you are the body of Christ in the here and now. So until we meet again, may Christ bless us, preserve and keep us in the fellowship of faith, which is the company of all Christ's followers. Amen. So together we do make that confession of Christ as we declare our faith in God, who is Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Everlasting God, we thank you for the gift of your Son and for revealing him as our Messiah and Lord and Saviour of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Everlasting God, we thank you for all church members, locally in our cluster and throughout the world. We pray too for our relationships with other churches. We pray for all who preach your word, inspire, lead, and grow us as disciples. And I pray especially for this cluster of churches, giving thanks for all that has been and all that is to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for all our leaders, that they may lead with diligence and justice. We pray for our national and community leaders and all involved in public office, dealing with difficult situations. We especially pray for those involved in complex negotiations for peace in our divided world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we pray for all who will soon be returning to school, colleges and universities. Help all students in their daily lives. Give them wisdom to listen and learn. Help teachers and give them patience and knowledge to teach well. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, thank you for the wisdom to discern your wishes and direction in our lives. And we ask for your help to discern how to deal with the variety of situations we face daily. May we never be a stumbling block to those we meet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for all we know who are struggling in body, mind or spirit. We thank you for our local hospitals, health centres and clinics, doctors' surgeries, and for all working in sheltered accommodation and care homes. We pray for all those who we know at this time to be in need of our prayers. Sandy, May, Di and Ken, Tony and Val. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we remember all whose earthly journey has ended, and for those who are bereaved by their loss. Help us to be sympathetic, caring and loving with the bereaved, and always ready to help practically. And we draw to mind all those whom we love and see no longer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, we thank you for your wisdom, not only to enlighten us, but to transform us and guide us through our daily walk with you. And joining our prayers with Christians across the world and down the ages, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As we follow the way of Christ, we affirm the presence of God among us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God calls us to share in worship. Jesus said, Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in prayer. Jesus said, Remain in me and I will remain in you. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share the scriptures. Jesus met his disciples on the road and opened the scriptures to them. Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in communion. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share in service. Jesus says, "As you do it for the least of these, you do it for me." Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. God calls us to share the good news. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Jesus, you are the way. Guide us on our journey. May the peace of the Lord Christ be with us wherever he may send us. May he guide us through the wilderness, protect us through the storm. May he bring us home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.